love this place. Looks like Paris in the 20s.
More like posers in their 20s. Man, they've really cleaned this place up.
You've been here before?
Yeah, it used to be a liquor store owned by this old Irish guy who had freckles on his penis. Sometimes he'd corner you and flash it, but then he'd always comp you a free lotto ticket.
Okay, well, let's try and keep that sort of charming nostalgia out of our sales pitch. Oh, that's the owner. I scoped it out before you got here. And remember, I'll do the talking.
Why don't I get to talk?
Freckle penis. And besides, I have more experience. All those who pitch business models to Warren Buffett as a member of the Phillips Exeter Entrepreneurs Club raise their hands. Holla!
Well, if you care enough to raise your arms about it, fine, you talk. I won't say anything.
Hi, what can I get for you?
Hi, I'm Caroline, and this is my business partner, Max. And you are?
Samar.
Oh, geez.
Such a pretty name.
It means light of the tiger in Sanskrit.
Oh, geez.
It's my yoga name.
Help me, God.
Well, Samar, we just opened a local neighborhood cupcake company, our card. We're introducing our exciting product to local boulangeries. Please try a sample, Max.
Would you like coconut coffee, chocolate curry, or blueberry lemon zest?
My absolute fave is the coconut coffee. Let's start with that, shall we?
Thank you, but no thank you.
Well, can I ask you why?
They're not pretty enough.
Excuse me?
They're not pretty enough.
Perhaps if you tried one, you'd see how amazing our flavor palette is.
Hold off, Flava Flav. What do you mean they're not pretty enough?
They have a charming homemade look, but my customer would prefer a more upscale, prettier product.
Just FYI, some upscale residents in this very upscale building where your upscale store actually is located recently told us they were fabulous.
I understand, but they're not pretty enough.
Listen, Battlefield Earth. This is Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And no amount of exposed brick and paint can change the fact that right where you're standing, I've seen Tommy O'Hanlon's Wing Wang more times than I care to remember. And I must say, it was way less offensive than your attitude. And you can shove that up your upscale. Let's go.
Namaste.
Namaste.